And of your new wife, God of his grace, so grant you weal and prosperity. For I will gladly yield in her my place, in which that I was blissful wont to be. For since it liketh you, my lord, quod she, that whilom wern all my heart's rest, that I shall go, I will go when you lest. But there, as you me proffer such a dower as I first brought, it is well in my mind, it were my wretched clothes, nothing fair, the which to me were hard now for to find. O good God, how gentle and how kind you seem it by your speech and your visage, the day that maked was our marriage. But sooth is said, albeit I find it true, for in effect it proved is on me. Love is not old as when that it is new, but certes, Lord, for no adversity, to dien in the case it shall not be, that ever in word or work I shall repent, that I you gave my heart in whole intent. My Lord, you wot that in my father's place you did me strip out of my poor weed, and richly me cladden of your grace. To you brought I naught else out of dread, but faith and nakedness and maidenhead. And here again your clothing I restore, and eke your wedding ring for evermore. The remnant of your jewels ready be in with your chamber, dare I safely sayn, naked out of my father's house, quod she, I came, and naked must I turn again. All your pleasance will I follow fain, but yet I hope it be not your intent that I smockless out of your palace went. You could not do so dishonest a thing, that thilke womb in which your children lay should before the people in my walking be seen all bare. Wherefore I you pray, let me not like a worm go by the way. Remember you, mine own lord, so dear, I was your wife, though I unworthy were. Wherefore, in guerdon of my maidenhead, which that I brought and not again I bear, as vouchsafe to give me to my meed but such a smock as I was wont to wear, that I therewith may wry the womb of her that was your wife. And here take I my leave of you, mine own lord, lest I you grieve.
The smock, quod he, that thou hast on thy back, let it be still, and bear it forth with thee.
But well Anitha's thilke word he spoke, but went his way for ruth and for pity. Before the folk herselfen strippeth she, and in her smock, with head and foot all bare, toward her father's house forth is she fair.